Bien. Buenas tardes. Welcome everybody for this analyst meeting of both Walmart Stores and Walmart de México. I believe most of you that are sitting here participated a bit earlier to our year beginning meeting. I hope that you enjoy it. And I will share some information about Walmart de México. Let me start saying that as you know, we have not the very best, I would say, economic environment in order for retail and business, but still we are convinced that we have a huge opportunities down here in Mexico. And I will share with you where we see the opportunities, why, and after that, what we're going to do in order to meet those opportunities. If you can go next, please. So basically, we believe that for facing all these challenges, we have a very well positioned for the short term and for the long term as well. And I will explain what I mean to be well positioned for the short term and what I mean to be positioned well as well for the long term. We have as a company, I believe, three big strengths, our financial strengths, and Rafael will explain this a bit more later in detail. Operational strengths, Scott Rank and Giancarlo Nucci will talk a bit about this later on and elaborate a bit more what we mean for operational strengths. And we have the people, you know, we have the right people in amount and quality that we need in order to run a business as Walmart de Mexico, you know. If we can go to the next, please. We continue as a company to have the same priorities. We have not changed this, even though that the environment has changed. We believe that we will continue to focus on a profitable growth, first of all. Second, to develop the talent that we need in order to run a profitable company, an expanding and growing company. And then also that we need to succeed as a social responsibility company, to be a corporate citizen, a successful corporate citizen, as we do in the financial field. We believe that these are the three priorities that we are focusing in order to keep growing the company or the same pace of the company. If we can go to the next, please. We did that in order to meet these needs, a reorganization of our company late last year. So basically, we divided the company in three or two big pieces, all the operation. Scott Frank, he's running our chief operational officer, and he's running the self-service businesses. Giancarlo Nucci, who is running our specialty business, and Rafael Matute, our CFO. And I would like to introduce as well Jose Maria Urquiza. Jose Maria, if you can please stand up. Jose Maria Urquiza is our new CEO for the Walmart, Banco Walmart. He joined our company in the middle of December. So in order to meet our strategic goals, we did these divisions in order to have a much better and more flexible organization that would allow us to grow faster as a company. In the short term, we're going to focus basically to increase customer traffic through pricing. So we're going to improve pricing. Scott and Giancarlo will enter in a bit more detail a bit later. But clearly, traffic will be a main driver for us this year. Fresh is very important. As you know, fresh, I'm talking about particular about produce. It will be critical for us. And we will be focusing a lot in products. And finally, in communication. I mean, we will communicate whatever we do through the media. And that is basically what we're going to focus in the short term. Next, please. La siguiente, por favor. So also we'll be working in efficiencies. We believe that we have opportunities in order to reduce our inventory, our expenses, our real estate investments, and we will talk a bit later about this as well, what do we mean to increase the efficiency of our real estate, leverage with Walmart in everything, every field that we can, improve our distribution, benchmarking internally, I mean, what we can do in order to learn from each of the formats, in order to improve each of the formats. And that is basically where we want to be in terms of efficiency. We will keep growing the capacity of our company. We will grow in that. We were going to do a reset store expansion. And what I mean for that is that basically we have a renegotiated a lot of our investments in order to make sure that the amount of investment that we're going to do by store will be reduced. And Javier said a bit later, I think he will be cover a piece of about this. And we're going to do this through a new redesign. So we're going to redesign some of the stores. And also we are renegotiating as well rent terms in order to reduce the cost of doing new stores. And also we're going to work in efficiencies in our stores in order to make them more productive and more efficient. And let me start with this map in order to see the vocation that we have as a company to grow. As you know, we started in Mexico in 1958 under CIFRA. And in the, if we can move to the next, please. And we have been growing company since then, even though that we have lived several crises among those years. Last year, we opened 182 stores, and we have presence in 224 cities, but still there are 147 cities in which we have no presence. So still we're going to keep growing in that, and we believe that the economic growth will return sometime, so that means that the crisis will be over sometime into the future. Plus the population structure that we have in Mexico, that we are becoming a much older population in Mexico, that will allow us to increase the average income per customers. Plus the informal market, about 50% of the trade in Mexico is doing informally. Plus the new city, that is basically the result of that is a growth opportunity. So we believe that we have in Mexico the potential to grow and to keep growing the business because all these reasons. As a good example of this may be, si puedes regresarte, por favor. Gracias. A good example of this may be that since Walmart acquired the control of CIFRA in 1997, we have grown the company. That was in 1997 to today, probably close to five times. So that is the size of the opportunity that we may have as a company in only 11 years. So finally, this is, if we can move to the next slide, please. This is our plan for expansion of this year. So we're going to open mainly Bodega Aurrera, as you can see it, Mi Bodega Aurrera, that we believe is have a high potential. Bodega Aurrera Express, we're going to at least duplicate or more than duplicate our existing footprint for Bodega Aurrera Express. We're going to keep opening more super centers, more Sam's, Superamas, and Suburbia to a total of 252 stores or units, and that in square footage is about 10%. And the investment that we're going to do is 11.8 million pesos. So that's it. Thank you very much, and I will leave you now with Rafael Matute.